can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
And I'm here with Mark Lejeure, and we are talking about life changes for sure. We have a guest today who has been a friend and also a producer here on Life Changes with Filippo. He is an acclaimed career and executive coach, a distinguished scholar and dynamic speaker. And since 2004, he has trained, mentored, and coached countless business professionals worldwide. With 15 years in corporate America, he has worked with Fortune 500 companies to small business ventures, leading both domestic and global teams on many dynamic cross-cultural projects. He is also the founder of Madison D Solutions. Through his coaching practice, he helps clients discover powerful distinctions and strategies for turning any dream, career, business, or otherwise, into reality. His innovative portfolio of programs and services gives clients access, critical insights, and techniques employed in building his own dream career himself. He is none other than Mark Greger, and we'll be talking to him when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network, live from the Joint Studio.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
I love it when Mark spells my name, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And I am with M-A-R-K, and actually our guest is also an M-A-R-K. That sounds
right on the mark.
Yeah, boom, boom. Actually, you know, right on the mark is actually perfect because lately this question has come up a lot with so many people, and so I'm glad our guest is a career coach. I'm a life coach, and Mark, you and I have had this conversation a lot. One of the questions that I ask, not every client, but almost all of them, and maybe probably should. And here, I'm going to throw this out to the audience because it has helped so many people, including myself. I didn't know what I was on to many years ago when I came upon the question, what would I do if money were no object? And that's like money not being an issue. Like all the money in the world is available to me to do whatever it is that I want to do. And so it's interesting. Some people, you know, don't take it seriously, and they would say something like, oh, well, I'd sit on an island and drink mimosas or whatever. And I'd say, okay, well, then after that, like, what do you mean after that? I could do that forever. And I'd say, yeah, I believe it for a week or two or a month or three or a year or five. But at some point, you're going to want to say or feel like doing something.
At least change the cocktail.
And then, this year, I think I'm having... So it's also interesting to know how many people struggle with that. Like, they can't get behind or past the barrier of money. It's like, well, I'd like to, but that's too expensive. Like, hello, what was the part that there, you know, money is no object. And why is that important? Because we have, so many of us have so long used it or thought of it that we, it's become like this these shackles and we can't see past it.
Yeah, we've been brought up to believe that money is the object.
Good point. Okay, so I asked one client who went out and asked all her friends and came back and said to me, well, none of my friends know either. And I said, well, of course, we attract what we are. And so if you don't know and your friends don't know, and what's going to start happening is as soon as you know, then your friends are either going to start wanting to know as well about themselves, or you're going to attract new friends. But anyway, this other client knew immediately. And that was really cool. But the funny thing was to me, or it's sad, was that in her knowing, she also thought she had to make a lot. I'll even tell you what it was. She said that if she had all the money in the world and money were no object, she would help every single homeless person homeless child in her town. And I thought, that's really beautiful.
That's a lot of love.
That's a lot of love. And she knew in an instant. And I thought, what is stopping her from helping one child today?
Well, see, I was just going to say there's a lot of disconnect, too, between what, you know, I use the same question or the same concept, but by saying, what is your love?
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, is that thing that you would do, is that really serving only you, or is it serving those around you? And I think that's the biggest disconnect. We've gotten away from who we were as kids, right? When we had that fearlessness, we had that unbridled creativity, and we knew what our dreams were. The dancer, the painter, the musician, whatever the case may be. But then we got disconnected from that, and part of that disconnection is then where do you go with it, right? Who are you? Do you even do it at a minimum in your current life just to make you happy?
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting, and I'm glad you brought in the kid thing, because as a kid, money is no object, because as a kid, a child, you don't have money, and so. If you have all day to play or to pretend you're this or to pretend you're that, you are the dancer, or today you're the drummer or whatever it is. So they don't say, well, I don't have money to put on this foo-foo
well,
and dance.
The difference is you're doing it for the fun of it. And it's somewhere down the road, somebody said you were too short or too this or too that, or
you
didn't have
serious.
Enough money, you'll never make you
time
know,
to
enough
make money,
right? You got
to
be a
time
doctor
to go to
or...
work.
Yeah. And therefore, it's no longer fun, and or you've been taught that to pursue that is a waste of time.
Yeah.
And therefore, to pursue fun is a waste of time.
And the interesting thing about this question is, like, I remember asking one client, and she dreamed this fantastical dream, and it was amazing, and I think she's going to do it someday. But what started happening is I told her to explore that dream and to create around it. Before we knew it, within a couple of weeks, she was incorporating what she was learning in her life, and it was amazing to watch.
Yeah, well, they say in order to have what it is you want, you need to almost act like you have it right from the go.
Yeah.
So you're envisioning it, you're living it, and from that perspective, being a kid, it's doing that even a little bit, a few minutes a day.
Yeah. Well, and here we're doing it. I'm having fun.
We're having fun on the mark.
On the mark.
Or on the mics.
Mark's on the mics today, actually. And so our guest, he's also, besides everything else I said, a consummate entrepreneur. He continues to expand his mission of empowering visionaries worldwide. And again, the acclaimed career and executive coach, distinguished scholar and dynamic speaker. Welcome, our friend Mark Gregor, to the show.
Or in other words, the other Mark.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you.
I'm here as well. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
I'm so used to saying Mark Lejeune on the show. Sorry about that. Mark Gregor, everybody. Yay!
Yay! Only applause.
So do you find what we were just talking about, like a blockage in working with executives?
Well, it's not a blockage. It actually gives me a career.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the conversation about dreams is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It comes to career. It's all about, you know, why are you doing what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in corporate America, the conversation of dreams and what's important to you, your values,
mm-hmm.
Really are not part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And from a standpoint of looking at who you are, and what it is that you do with your life, when there's a disconnect, there's not just a disconnect in the career, there's just connecting the soul.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so as a career coach, you know, I my thought went to, okay, so some people say, well, this is my career. I have to do this. I've had so many years in this, so I just have to do it. So they might think it's useless to be talking about dreams, but in actuality, they don't have to be disparate conversations, right?
Not at all. Actually, you create your dream as you go. So if you're someone who's created success in one part of your life, you can create success in any part of your life. You do transition from one relationship to another. You could do the same thing in your career.
Mm.
And all it takes is an understanding that it's an option. It's choice. You got to make choice every single day. You wake up, you go to work, you make a choice. And you stay in a relationship, you make a choice.
Mm.
Own the choices that you wake up every day doing and start being empowered in that choice.
Mm.
And now you have the potential to do anything.
Okay. You know, I get this question a lot, and I'm wondering how, with a career coach, if you ever get this question, like, what's the difference between the coaching and the therapy? And it's a fine line, right?
It's a fine line, but it's distinctly different. The way I look at it is therapy is about looking at your past, looking at what are the challenges, the issues, the things that have happened to you in your past, and reconciling those and healing those. And that's important. Coaching is more focused on the present and where you're going in terms of your future. Where therapy is more about conversation, getting insights and distinctions, coaching is about, well, what do you do with those insights and distinctions? Because if all you get is like some really insightful information about who you are, but you don't put that into practice, if you don't actually put that into action, the results in your life don't change. Results are created from action.
Results are created from action. You're hearing these words from our guest, who is an acclaimed career and executive coach, and we're going to be talking more to Mark Gregor here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this. Actually, you know what, Mark? I'd like for you to be thinking of an answer to this question, okay? So I don't know if you get asked this a lot, but I want to know what are the things that executives complain about the most, like what are their issues? Okay.
Good one.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Mark about that here. Live from the joint in Burbank Studios.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, talking about real people here on Life Changes, we've got our guest, Mark Greger. And as you're listening to some of the things that he has to offer here, you can also be going to his website at madisondsolutions.com. That's Madison, D like David, and solutions, the whole word, .com. madisondsolutions.com. And, you know, I'm going to break right into this because, you know, we have complaints about companies, right? And we hear people complaining all the time, like companies that should do this, companies should do that. I'm just curious what the people that are heading the companies, from what you're getting as executive clients, what they're complaining about.
So I know you're going to be shocked by this one, or maybe not.
Okay.
So drum roll. So the number one complaint I hear from the executives I work with is, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
Oh, really?
I kid you not.
They say it just like that.
I've worked with executives who are 20, 30 years into their career. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they still don't know what they want to be when they grow up. They simply got on a path, and they never knew how to get off of it. And it doesn't change if you don't know what you want to do when you're 20, 30, 40, or 60.
And some people die like that, right?
And some people die like that. And that's, for me, is really what I think the conversation of not just coaching, but I think the conversation of living life is all about. It's about stopping and reflecting and saying, what am I doing? And is this what I really want?
Can you imagine that companies are, that low-level employees or lower-level employees are complaining about they don't know what they're doing or what they want to do, or and the high-level employees, executives, are doing the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Now imagine when you're a high-level executive, you can't complain to all your colleagues. You can't complain to your spouse. You can't complain to anybody in your world.
Because they think that you got it all together.
Exactly. Can you imagine how isolating that is?
Well, it's a mirror of the system that we've accepted, right? We compartmentalize. So, yes, isolated, because we've also isolated, you know, the old, it's just business.
Exactly.
You know, rather than realizing it's, you know, most of your, you know, living hours.
Yeah, like some of these people make policies that hurt people. And I think, well, you have children. This is going to hurt your children. What are you doing? And maybe like Mark was saying, we're so compartmentalized that we say, well, this is business, and then I go home and try and protect myself from the and my children from the policies that I had to make in business. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think so many of us have been at that place in our life, you know, probably still are in certain ways. I mean, think about relationships. You know, relationships could be the same way. You know, the way you are with one person may be very different than how you are with another. Well, why is that? Because there's something that's still inauthentic. In a conversation. When you show up authentically and you know who you are and you know what's important to you in your world, you show up like that in every aspect of your life.
Wow. Okay, so back to the executives, what do? You say, you know, stop complaining. Come on, get it together. Snap out of it.
No, come on. That's the fun of it. No, you know, for me, one of the things I do with my clients is I take them back to when they were 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I say to them, I'm like, what would your 5-year-old child self say in this moment?
I want my mommy.
And sometimes that's where the conversation goes, okay. Mommy and daddy. And sometimes it goes to that place of they still want to be that astronaut. They still want to be that actor. They still want to be that dream that they killed off or thought they killed off years ago. But the truth is a dream never dies. A dream just gets buried under a bunch of baggage.
Mm. So we've got some actors out there who used to be executives making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and now
we have a bunch of executives that are actors.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Good one. That could be interesting. Now that could be interesting.
Yeah.
So the conversation goes there, and then what do you do to get them out of that, or to get them back, or where do you go from there?
So where do you go from there is you just get into a human conversation with them. You actually relate to them at where they're at, and you help them understand that exactly where they're at is perfect for exactly their journey.
Hmm.
Because until you get complete with this feeling like I've done something wrong, I'm not good enough, I'm making a mistake, that's just going to be extra baggage you're just going to carry forward with you. So the first step is to get complete and being gratitude with where you are. And from that place of being complete, you now create. Now you can create anything. I always say that process of really getting true to who you are and the clarity of who you are and being that is the cake. All the other stuff beyond that, how do I switch careers? How do I make this happen, that happen? That's the icing. That's the easy part.
And you get to eat the cake and the icing.
Which is my favorite thing to do, let me tell you.
Seriously, because this whole, you can't have your cake and eat it too, is just, that's just fun.
What's up with that? I want my cake, I want my brownies, I want my cookies, I want everything.
Okay.
And why not?
Well, you joke about it, but we've been brought up to learn how to sacrifice. It was never really... taught to kids to embrace everything. It just goes back to the beginning of the discussion we were having about, having to let things go, having to look at reality and stop doing something because that wasn't the most profitable path from whoever is saying that's perspective.
Mm. And the irony of that is that, we're taught to compromise, yet we're also taught to not fail. That failure is a bad thing.
Mm.
But we never look at compromise as a form of failure. When you compromise your truth and who you really are and what's important to you, to me, that's the greatest failure in the world.
Mm. Well, so you're teaching them that necessarily where they are is not a failure. Where they are is where they are.
Exactly.
And they can't move forward until they stand where they are.
Exactly.
Well, if they have the opportunity to make that choice that you were talking about, right, at that very moment, and even though they are in a disconnected space and not, living their love, then just by having that opportunity to make that choice, they have to be in the perfect place.
Exactly.
And how great for them to be able to talk to you, because, like you said, if they talk to their spouse, well, the spouse wants something. It's like, what do you mean you want to be an actor? Go back to work. We got a big house, and the kids got to go to college and whatever. And if they talk to their colleagues during golf, they're like, man up or something, just suck it up. And that's life, right?
Yeah.
And then they talk to you and you go, hey, you're okay. And let's.
Well, and I think it's also the thing, and whether it's executives or, a manager or anyone at any level of their profession, it's really a conversation of getting clear that there's an infinite number of ways to create the same experience and the better experience than what you have today. A lot of people think there's only one way to make, $100,000 or one way to make $1 million. And there's an infinite number of ways, and there's 7 billion people on this planet proving it every single day. So instead of getting caught in the conversation of like, well, I can't think of any other way, therefore I'm stuck, get into a conversation of, like, first, there's a possibility of there being a way. Start with possibility, and then from there is where you create the opportunity.
I thought you were going to say something, so I just...
Oh, okay. No, I was listening. I was waiting for your response.
Yeah. No, I like it. And the reason I've been focusing on executives is because, you know how sometimes, like, an actor will come out and say something, and people will say, wow, if he's having difficulties with that, yeah, then, you know, it's okay for me to have difficulties with that. So we know people struggle. But when we have the conversation that executives are struggling, you know, and heads of companies, heads of states, you know, these people are struggling too, because, like Mark LeJure was saying, it's part of the paradigm that we've been in. And like you, Mark Breger, have been saying, that let's look at it and then let's see what other possibilities.
I was in a seminar the other night, and they had us do this exercise. It was fantastic. They had us identify what is the biggest issue we have with ourselves. Like, what's the thing we think we lack the most? Mm. And they had us walk around the room with 100 other people and introduce ourselves, not by our name, but by the thing that we think we lack in.
Interesting.
And let me tell you how powerful it was to, one, not only hear yourself say something, because the second it leaves your mouth, you're like, that's not really true. Why in my head do I think that's true? But when you hear it out loud, it's like, that's not who I really am. And then, and the other part about it was that there was this community created when everyone just showed up being real, not trying to prove anything, not trying to look good. Mm. They were just like, yeah, this is me and this is where I'm at. Take it or leave it.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine a workspace where everyone just showed up and said, yeah, I'm no better than you. I got my own stuff. But let's work through this together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and for me, that's the work that I really dedicate to, is partnering up and, you know, working with my clients. And, you know, you as a life coach, I know you get that it's not about me having any more knowledge or any more wisdom than my client has. It actually has both of us getting into the conversation and figuring out what's going to be a better fit for that client.
Well, and that's exactly the environment that we were building within Life Changes when you were a part of us. You know, that's how we were growing into exactly this. So all of, and made this put the message out there that, you know, let's consider these kinds of things.
Yeah, and you said it. You know, my whole journey since the time that I first connected with Life Changes and you and Mark and Dorothy, it's been such an amazing path for me in the past few years. And, hands down, my life has changed, you know, through this process. So I thank you.
Wow. That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you for saying that. And you're welcome. And, look forward to doing this with so many other beautiful people like yourself. And speaking of beautiful people, when we come back, you also work with entrepreneurs. And one of the things that entrepreneurs, they don't always have the business savvy, or they have a passion, or they have an idea, but they don't necessarily know how to bring it to market and all that. And I'm just curious, so that we help entrepreneurs out there, what are the common mistakes that entrepreneurs tend to make, and how can we help them with one or two of them so that maybe their journey would be easier than some others. Okay? We're talking to Mark Breger here on Life Changes with Filippo. If you want to learn more about him, you can go to Madison D Solutions. That's D like David, Madison D Solutions. We're going to talk about a couple of other things when we come back. Besides what I just mentioned, we're also going to be talking about his business boot camp, which is starting in Los Angeles on June 5th. So, when we come back here, live from the Joint Studios in Burbank, it's Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's the little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic, Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, speaking about visiting us online via Facebook or emailing us, actually you can email me at filippo@lifechangesnetwork.com. I'd love to hear any of your answers as to what your dream is, or for any of you who are asking the question or have a question, like, well, how do I get there? Because frankly, it took me about 3 days. I worked with a friend of mine on this. I worked with him. He worked with me many, many years ago. And it took us a while to actually get beyond that shackle or that barrier of the money thing. And then much changed after that. It's a story that we will share, I'm sure, on this show at another time. Maybe I'll even have that friend on. That would be fun. So today, speaking of friends, we have Mark Greger. And Mark is, amongst other things, the founder of Madison D. I've been mentioning his website, Madison D Solutions. That's D like David, MadisonDSolutions.com. Through his coaching practice, Mark helps clients discover powerful distinctions and strategies for turning any dream, career, business, or otherwise, into reality. So for those of you who have a dream and are an entrepreneur, Mark's going to give us some tips here, starting with what are some of the issues or mistakes that entrepreneurs make?
Okay, so a mistake, as I like to put it, is just simply an ineffective action towards a result unintended.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly, I just wanted that disclaimer there. Okay, so two things. The first thing is underestimation.
Yeah, I made that one.
Yes, yeah. Underestimating people, underestimating time, whatever it may be.
Underestimating how much it's going to cost.
Exactly.
And money is an object.
That's great. Yeah, so underestimation. And the biggest part is really time, more than anything. I've, in all my years of business, work on the corporate side and now, you know, doing my own thing, everything takes anywhere from 3 to 5 times longer than you ever think it's going to. And when you really don't plan out your plan and your strategy effectively, winds up happening is you become a bottleneck. And that bottleneck eventually becomes the downfall of your business.
Interesting. You become a bottleneck to yourself in your own business. Oh, interesting.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So really strategizing the time that you need to do what you need to be doing in your business is critical. The second thing is working harder than you need to be.
Oh.
Most entrepreneurs have this theory that they need to do everything. And the number one thing for me that an entrepreneur makes a mistake with is trying to be everything for their business. There's things that entrepreneurs personally are really good at. They may be really good at numbers. They may be really good at marketing. They may be really good at team management. Whatever it is, be clear with what you're good at, and the things that you're not good at, or the things you're only 70% good at,
step aside
and roll someone else in the conversation. You know, and it doesn't always require hiring a full-time person. There's a lot of freelancers out there today. There's a lot of third-party vendors. And if you're really good at inspiring and enrolling people, you probably can get a lot of people to do things for you for free.
Well, and don't micromanage them, right?
And don't micromanage them, because otherwise you
might as well
be doing the work yourself. Absolutely.
You're just pissing people off.
Any personal experience?
Burning your bridges? No, I don't think so. Not that one. No, I don't think that one. The other two, actually. Was that really number three, or is that...
I would say, yeah, they're probably three or four. Definitely in top five, I'll give you that.
Okay, so I like this boot camp idea. I myself have been thinking of doing a boot camp that maybe we should talk about, but you got a business boot camp, and that's a class that's starting here in June. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a really exciting course for me. I've been watching Shark Tank and The Apprentice, you know, two popular TV shows for a while now, and I'm always so inspired by the ideas and insights that come out of the conversation in those shows. And everyone I talk to, you know, when I say I'm an executive coach, business coach, what have you, they're just like, oh my God, it's like Shark Tank. And I'm like, well, kind of, yeah, but a little different. And then I'm just like, oh, well, yeah, in a way, there's really amazing insight that comes out of a conversation when you start to look at your business, or you start to look at what you're doing from the perspective of an investor. Because an investor isn't worried in the boggled down details. They're more interested in what's the big vision? What are you really working towards? And at the end of the day, that's what coaching is about. It's not about the details of where your life is today. It's really the bigger conversation of how does this fit into your entire life? So the Business Bootcamp course, which is we're going to be starting up on June 5th. It's a 6-week program. And what we're going to do is we're going to have some fun. We're basically going to utilize the Shark Tank model of creating a pitch for your business idea, your business product or service. And we're going to work together to help each other put together really powerful pitches.
Nice.
And through that process, start to ask each other these more high-level conversations or questions that you would get from a potential investor. You know, like, okay, you have a great product, great brand, but what's the business model behind it? Which, scary enough, there's many business owners who have no business plan. And they have no real long-term strategy other than I'm trying to pay my bills this month. Yeah, which is totally understandable.
Yeah.
Not the way to build a business.
Well, an investor is always apt to see the objections a little bit more clearly, right?
Exactly.
When it's your baby, you're certainly on the more optimistic side and charging forward, and the investor is, you know, very, very quick to point out, you know, what possible hurdles might be in the way.
Yeah, yeah, they're totally going to get right in there without that, you know, trying to be nice kind of thing. They're just going to tell you the truth of how it shows up for them. And then there's a lot of power in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. So that's the boot camp starting on June 5th, and I am imagining that they'll find out that information at the website.
Yes, they go to the website, they'll find a link to that page, yes.
Okay, and that's madisondsolutions.com. Well, this has been a lot of fun. I mean, it feels like we've covered, obviously on the show, a lot of ground, but from you having been in the background of the show and now being on camera, by the way, and...
yeah, I just realized that. Good thing I wore a good outfit today.
Don't worry, we can take that other part out.
I appreciate that.
No,
edit.
And just kidding. And on mic with us. I mean, this has been fun.
Yeah, this has been a pleasure. It's been great to be here, and I always enjoy my time with you guys.
It's great to see the show evolve, isn't it?
Oh my God, so much so. I love this room too.
Yeah, great room, right?
It's jazzy. Yeah.
Another shout out to the Joint Burbank.
Yeah, and to Scott Steele, who's
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, with that, stick around because we're going to potty afterwards.
All right. Come in.
But Mark LeJour and I are going to be talking about you, Mark Greger, when we come back here with a producer's wrap right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, we're back. I'm Filippo, and I'm here with Mark LeJour after a great interview with our friend Mark Greger. And, you know, Mark said something at the beginning of the show about taking control and empowerment and all that, and it reminded me of something that I was sharing with a client this morning. I don't know if you know this, but in psychology, I studied way back when I learned that during an earthquake, when you find a shelter or where you're safe or whatever, if you then start shouting out at the top of your lungs to the earthquake, "I command you to stop now," that psychologically is what they were teaching us, that puts you in a state of control. Now, eventually the earth is going to stop shaking. I mean, earthquakes don't normally last very long. However, by being in that state, then you can, and this is what I've extrapolated since then now with my client, then you can be more in a state of control. Like it starts to balance the hormones that are running, the fear and all that adrenaline. And so that when the earth finally stops, first of all, it calms you down while you're screaming that. Then when the earth finally stops, then you're in more balance and you can say, okay, well, that's, you know, that exit's blocked or there's glass on the floor. I better put shoes on. You can think more calmly. And so I was thinking while Mark was sharing how, especially with executives who are stressed out or in these situations, it's like if they say that they are in control, like they chose this, like this is right for now, as Mark was saying, then that could help balance them kind of like when an earthquake's happening around them, by being more centered and focused.
Yeah, you're proacting rather than reacting, right? And the minute, anytime you're in that output of where you're actually in control of your thoughts, you then become in control of everything else going around you as much as you can be in that type of situation.
Yeah,
it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I like that, and I never made that connection, and I actually have tried it. Unfortunately, here in California, we have had many an opportunity to try.
So you've stopped a number of earthquakes.
I've stopped, and yeah, thanks to me.
I guess a lot of people should be happy that you tried.
I would be standing in the doorway. I don't know if that's still the best place to stand or not. I don't know. New science.
No, there's also a number of things around that I've learned, which we were taught wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
We have to do a whole show. We should do a whole show on that.
The earthquake show.
We should have a fireman come in or somebody, you know, Fireman Jim or somebody.
Fireman Jim.
Anyway, you know, the ones you wave at when you...
Jim how you stop earthquakes.
And so I would scream and stop now. Of course, it would freak everybody else out if I was in somebody else's house or something like that, but I was in control.
As long as you're in house.
Exactly. Somebody's got to take control. But seriously, though, when you think about it, like in the scenario we were talking about, everybody in the company's out of control. Everybody in the company doesn't know what they want to do.
That's very true. Everybody, if this is not a situation where the business is built around someone's love or that, you know, the entire group has manifested that type of an experience, then most likely everybody is. They're working for a living. That song is more truth than not.
Right? What, 9 to 5?
Working for a living.
Oh.
No. Well, any song. 9 to 5, probably the same thing. Because if you really love your business, you're working more than 9 to 5.
Yeah, that's true.
Anybody that's ever been in that zone, you know, wakes up in the middle of the night and can't, you know, stop thinking about it. Wakes up in the morning, you know, jumps out of bed, ready to face the day, rather than hitting the snooze. You know, if you're in a 3 snooze territory, chances are you're not too thrilled about your job.
But of course, we learned from Mark today that entrepreneurs work too hard. So we'll have to find a balance there too.
Well, there's the other thing is, you know, work. You know, if you're in your love, then it's no longer work.
Yeah,
It's play.
Yeah, I heard Kenny Rogers say that the other day, because he's, he's 100 and something now, and he's still singing, like, a lot all over the place, and people say, why do you do this? And he says,
he wrote that song, Working for Love.
He says, you know, if you're doing something you love, you never work a day in your life.
Right.
So yeah, if everybody in the company, you know, maybe I should coin this. I'll have to think this through after the show. But if everybody in the company just stood and started screaming at the company and said,
"I command you to stop now," not sure that's good for the business either. Maybe it should be like slow down and make it more fun or something.
Slow down, you're moving too fast. But there's something there. I'm gonna have to sit down with Mark Greger and figure this one out. Getting more people in feeling in control.
Feeling in control. I think that's the most important point that Mark brought up, and he brought so much insight to us. And as you were saying, it's great to have him on the show for that reason, to see, being able to see where he is now versus, you know, having been a part of his journey for a few years and as watching us all evolve and change, life changing.
Yeah.
And to watch that insight and going back to that choice point that he was talking about, the confidence to make the choice and watching the career choices that he's made and how he's now relaying that to so many people.
Yeah, well, I've often said that when we talk about life changes, but yet our lives have been changing in this whole process majorly. And I think that's just the way it is.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that whole idea of coaching, right? Career coaching, life coaching, mm-hmm. you know, sport coaching. I think the idea...
Coaching.
When you're a friend and or a family member, there is an aspect of that opinion that you're giving, that answer that you're lending just to be there, that is coaching.
Yeah.
I think where the difference really comes in is certainly those that, like Mark, have spent the time to endure, to learn, to listen, and really listen. I think there's a talent in listening, where you're actually feeling and hearing rather than, you know, thinking while somebody's speaking to you, which is what most people call listening.
Yeah. I've always said that if we had friends, we probably wouldn't need psychologists. And I see some people's friends and I'm like, whoa, they need psychologists.
Well, those are probably the ones whose friends are psychologists.
Yeah, right.
Actually. I have a psychology degree, so I can say that.
No, I don't want to put anybody down, but you're absolutely right. I have a client who says that to me. It's like, how come I always have to pay to have a friend? It's like, well, you think I'm being a friend here? I'm glad he thinks that because I come across that way. But we're working Thank you very much.
We're working, but it's changing so rapidly. Somebody the other day was trying to educate me on a systemic way of viewing things. It's a very academic approach to looking at how things are categorized and labeled. And I can certainly see when you're working within a certain spectrum of trying to associate resources and or help to certain types of people, that having them categorized makes sense. But the more I think of these things, you know, and listen to these types of system hierarchies and whatnot, the more I realize that the minute you label, the minute that they become that thing, it is now limiting. Mm. And it's limiting to the extent that it's changing. It's changing every minute. The programming, the basis, the likes, you know, this is why the whole justice system, I think, is so out of line, because people change so dramatically over time and experience. And you can have one conversation with someone and watch their entire world change before their eyes because their perception has just shifted. Mm. And then now to have reflected on somebody being locked up for 10 or 20 or 30 years that may or may not have had that opportunity to shift the perspective, you know, you wonder. The other day I was coming across an article about an African tribe that gathers when somebody does something wrong. They gather the tribe's people around that person, and they spend time telling them all the good things about them.
Yeah.
And because they look at that wrongdoing that they did as a cry for help or a disconnection or, a plea for something more.
Yeah.
And not seeing themselves in a whole way.
I like that. You know, I don't know if this is the same tribe or a different tribe, but I just posted on Facebook because yesterday was Mother's Day. I had happened to read on Mother's Day about a tribe where the young lady, where birthdays are celebrated not on the actual day that the child was birthed, and nor on the day that the child was conceived, but on the day that the mother thinks about the child. When she thinks she's going to have the child. There's a joke. I can just see it in
your face. No, I'm just thinking maybe we should do a tribe duel. We'll just let these tribes, you know, try to outdo good each other.
Wait, so hold on. It's getting to your point, actually. So the mother, I guess, when she thinks about having a child, she then goes away for however many days until the child communicates the song. Like, I guess the soul communicates the song that is the soul's song. So the mother learns this song and comes back and teaches it to her group of friends so that as the child is conceived, I don't know if they're standing there while the child is conceived, but I mean, as the child is being
born. That's a whole different tribe.
Okay. At some point when the child is born or whatever, as it's being born, they're singing the song to the child. And to the point that you made, if the child does something bad, then they bring the child into a circle and then they sing the song to them. Or even if the adult does something bad, they sing the song.
Yeah, you know, what we're touching on here takes it into a whole different level, because all these aspects are a representation of connectivity. You know, there's an awareness that there is a soul. A lot of this planet still don't operate from that perspective.
Yeah.
There's awareness that there's a relation before that soul enters, and there's a relation to our manifesting that soul's entrance into that tribe or that family's life. And then the connectivity between the tribe's people and that family, new family, you know, newborn, etc. It's all connectivity. It's a totally different perspective of looking at things than so many, at least in the Western world, have.
And that reminds me of what Mark earlier was saying about mistakes, how mistakes are not mistakes, but something else. What did he say?
I'm not even going to repeat that definition.
But it was good.
It was not a mistake.
No, exactly. My mistake for bringing it up without remembering what he said. But you could always listen to the show again in our archives. Just look for Mark Greger. And you get to hear the show all over again and learn what you might have missed the first time around, like me. But in any event, so the same thing with the tribe. It's like, well, you didn't make a mistake. Maybe it's an opportunity to learn, or maybe you learned something from it, but let's get you back to balance.
Yeah, balance being the key. There are no mistakes. There's only experiences. And some experiences feel good, others don't. And You usually do the ones that don't more than once until you get the learning, and then you move on to something that's going to feel different.
You know, there was a story or a myth, or I don't know, that was floating around IBM when I was working for IBM, and that was that somebody within the company had made a mistake, quote unquote, that had cost the company like $80,000. At the time, that was a lot of money, I guess, to the company. So that's a story that they would tell in sales class and all that. And at one point, the manager called in the employee or the higher level manager, and called in the lower level manager, whoever it was that quote unquote made the mistake. And the guy walks in and said, I know you're going to fire me. And supposedly the higher level manager just said, fire you? We just spent $80,000 educating you. Why would we fire you?
What a great spot. That was somebody who probably liked their job.
Yeah. Interesting. That got it.
Yeah.
That got it. And you know, the theory is too, is it's like if they fire him, then they get somebody else who might make the same mistake. This guy's already learned not to do that. And so.
Which means next time they will save the company $80,000.
Yeah. Or make the company.
To be proactive.
Yeah, that way, yeah. And then they all gathered around him and they sang his song. I think we should all sing a song right now. I know what we can sing the closing credits. So another big thank you to our guest, Mark Greger, and of course always to you, Mark Lejeur, for all your insights, and to all of you who have been with us since day one, or if you're just joining us, we're happy that you're with us. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world. Now the clouds are time.